BBC News with David Alston. President Obama has condemned what he called the barbaric murder of an American journalist, Luke Summers, and a South African teacher, Pierre Corky. They were being held hostage by al-Qaeda militants in Yemen. The U.S. military says the men were murdered by their captors during a rescue attempt. Frank Gardner has the details.
This is America's third failed hostage rescue mission in the Middle East in less than 6 months. In July, its Special Operations Commandos launched a raid on an Islamic State hideout near Raqqa in Syria in a bid to free James Foley and other US and British hostages. They were too late. The men had been moved just days earlier. The same thing happened in November with Luke Summers in Yemen. In this latest raid, their intelligence was accurate. They correctly located where Luke Summers was being held. But once his captors were aware they were being attacked, they killed both him and Pierre Corky.
The U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says an extra 1,000 American troops will stay in Afghanistan for the first months of next year to boost a new NATO-led mission which is struggling to reach its planned strength. Mr. Hagel was speaking in the Afghan capital, Kabul.
President Obama has provided U.S. military commanders the flexibility to manage any temporary force shortfalls that we might experience for a few months, as we allow for coalition troops to arrive in theater. This will mean a delayed withdrawal of up to 1,000 U.S. troops. But the President's authorization will not change. It will not change our troops' missions or the long-term timeline for our withdrawal.
Militants loyal to the Islamic State group in Iraq are reported to have executed 16 members of a tribe in the province of Anbar in the west of the country. The leader of the Abu Nimer tribe said the bodies of the victims were flung in an abandoned well in an area north of the town of Heat. In recent months, IS is believed to have executed hundreds of members of this particular tribal group, which has sided with the Iraqi government against the militants. Typhoon Hagupit has crashed into eastern islands of the Philippines, tearing down trees and power lines. Reports from the city of Tacloban, where thousands were killed by Typhoon Haiyan a year ago, say the roofs of some buildings have been blown away and families are sheltering by candlelight in schools. Cecil LaGuardia, who is part of World Vision's typhoon response team, said that people were scared.
People hardly slept because the winds were howling. You know, it's almost like there's a giant grilling machine outside and nobody can really sleep. As we go out of the building, we know that we see that the streets were deserted. It's eerie. It's almost like a ghost town outside.
This is the World News from the BBC. Pope Francis has warned that Christians are being driven from the Middle East. The pontiff said in a video message to Catholics in Iraq that Islamic State militants did not want there to be any Christians in the region. He added that the group, which he called extremist and fundamentalist, was also targeting others like the Yazidi community because of their religion and ethnicity. The president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, has addressed thousands of delegates on the final day of the Congress of the governing ZANU-PF party in the capital, Harare. The 90-year-old used the occasion to denounce the former colonial power, Britain.
We together have the responsibility to protect and defend this land, so it shall never again, as it did, become a colonial entity of those wanderers who call themselves British.
ZANU-PF confirmed his wife, Grace, as the new head of its women's wing. Correspondents say she may be being groomed to succeed her husband. Greek police have fired tear gas to disperse protesters in the main square in the capital, Athens. Demonstrators set rubbish bins on fire and threw petrol bombs at police. Earlier, about 6,000 people marched through the streets to mark 6 years since police shot dead an unarmed teenager. The killing sparked the country's worst riots for years. The draw for next year's Women's World Cup football tournament has taken place in the Canadian capital, Ottawa. The event features an expanded field of 24 teams and will be played in 6 Canadian cities from June. In the group phase, the title defenders, Japan, will face 3 first-time qualifiers. The Olympic champions, the United States, have a tough first round of matches, meeting Australia, Sweden and Nigeria. BBC News.